Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, June 28th, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: gene editing history, regulatory crackdown continues, futures little changed. Leading today's news: gene editing history. Gene editing stocks are starting the week with a big advance following a major breakthrough for the industry. Early trial data from Intellia Therapeutics, whose shares are up 33% in the pre-market, released interim data from a phase 1 trial of a CRISPR candidate showing the ability to genetically edit cells inside a liver. The data was presented today at the 2021 Peripheral Nerve Society Annual Meeting and in the New England Journal of Medicine. What happened? CRISPR technology, which stands for Clustered Regulatory Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, was previously restricted to editing cells outside the body or in the eye. It also faced challenges like sticking molecular scissors into the body or slicing DNA in a select number of tissues. This time around, researchers injected a CRISPR drug into the blood of people born with transthyretin amyloidosis, a destructive disease that causes fatal nerve and heart disease. The results showed that the editing technology was able to nearly shut off production of the toxic protein generated by their livers by knocking the gene's activity. While it's too early to tell whether the CRISPR treatment will ease symptoms of the disease or if other problems will surface over time, there's still a lot to be excited about. Quote, "The allure and the promise of CRISPR is this notion that you can change any gene, anyhow, anywhere in the genome, so long as you can get it there. And that last proviso is the key one," declared Intellia CEO John Leonard. Quote, "This is the first time CRISPR has ever been infused into a patient, and the first time we've been able to target a gene successfully." On the move in the pre-market, Beam Therapeutics, stock symbol BEAM, is up 12%. Editas Medicine, stock symbol EDIT, is up 11%. CRISPR Therapeutics, stock symbol CRSP, is up 8%. ARK Genomic Revolution ETF, stock symbol ARKG, is up 2.5%. And Regeneron, stock symbol REGN, is up 1.7%. Regulatory crackdown continues. Over the weekend, the Financial Conduct Authority, the UK's financial regulator, barred Binance markets from Britain. It's one of the most noteworthy moves by a Western regulator to date and follows a recent crackdown on crypto mining in China and elsewhere. Binance Markets is an affiliate of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, but is no longer permitted to undertake any regulated activity in the UK. The concerns. In January, the FCA has required all crypto-related services to register and show that they meet anti-money laundering standards. Since then, just 5 companies have registered, and the majority of them are still not yet compliant. A statement from the FCA also included a warning about crypto volatility. Quote, "Be wary of adverts online and on social media promising high returns on investments in crypto asset or crypto asset related products." Binance Markets must also remove its advertising and make clear on its website and social media that it's no longer permitted to operate in the UK. Bitcoin has turned higher since the news, rising 5.5% over the past 24 hours to around 34,480. While the bans could make it harder for the currency to achieve widespread adoption, they could also increase crypto demand for the exact same reason. DeFi revolution? Save the date. In an interesting conversation taking place over Twitter, Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey agreed to discuss Bitcoin with each other at a cryptocurrency event on July 21. The gathering, called the B-Word, offers a, quote, live experience and a library of content to the investor community, enabling a more informed discussion about the role Bitcoin can serve for investors across the globe. Dorsey has also said it will, quote, help protect and spread what makes hashtag Bitcoin open development so perfect. Little changed. The major averages are hovering close to record highs after the S&P 500 notched its largest weekly advance since February. Traders appear to be growing more confident that U.S. inflation trends are not a sustained economic threat, or maybe disregarding the concerns altogether. At the time of this recording, Dow futures are down about 0.2%, while contracts linked to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were 0.1% and 0.2% higher, respectively. Bigger picture. Some market participants expect a quiet week ahead of the latest jobs snapshot on Friday. The report, expected to show the economy adding 683,000 jobs in June, is the next piece of data that could shed light on wage inflation and the worker shortage, as pandemic-era unemployment benefits taper off in some states. Trading volumes could also be lower in the coming sessions, with many traders taking an early vacation ahead of the July 4 holiday weekend. On the infrastructure front, President Biden walked back / clarified a declaration made last week that he would refuse to sign the latest $579 billion bipartisan bill if it didn't come with a reconciliation package. As opposed to the first measure that's focused on physical infrastructure, the second bill would include funding for issues like childcare, healthcare, and climate change, or what administration officials have called human infrastructure. The latter would be passed through a Senate process called reconciliation, which doesn't require Republican votes. Opioid pullback. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to stop selling opioid medications across the country as part of a nearly $230 million settlement with New York over the company's alleged role in contributing to the nation's opioid crisis. Payments to the state would be made over 9 years. In addition, J&J would have to pay an additional $30 million in the first year if Governor Andrew Cuomo signs into law a bill that was approved by the New York legislature creating an opioid settlement fund. Quote, "The opioid epidemic has wreaked havoc on countless communities across New York State and the rest of the nation, leaving millions still addicted to dangerous and deadly opioids," said New York Attorney General Letitia James. Quote, "Johnson & Johnson helped fuel this fire, but today they're committed to leaving the opioid business not only in New York, but across the entire country." Under terms of the deal, J&J is prohibited from promoting opioids through sales representatives and disciplining those reps for not meeting sales quotas. The company is also prohibited from lobbying lawmakers on opioids at the federal, state, or local levels. J&J opioid products are manufactured by the company's Janssen division and include Duragesic, fentanyl patch, and Nucynta, tapentadol, though J&J says both are no longer sold in the U.S. Fine print. The agreement removes Johnson & Johnson from a trial involving opioid manufacturing and distribution set to begin tomorrow in Long Island. While the lawsuit involves Teva Pharmaceuticals, McKesson, and Walgreens, J&J still faces similar cases in other states. The latest settlement, quote, is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing by the company, according to J&J, but is rather consistent with a prior agreement from October 2020 that includes an all-in settlement of $5 billion to resolve opioid claims from, quote, states, cities, counties, and tribal governments. Paving the EV future. The European Commission is discussing a zero emissions target for cars sold beyond 2035. This according to a new report from Politico. Quote, that would not only mean the end of internal combustion engine, but also the end of plug-in hybrids, explained Hildegard Müller, head of Germany's VDA car lobby. It would also force the EV revolution upon European automakers, though some are already planning moves of their own. Start your electric motors. Germany's Volkswagen just announced it will stop selling combustion engine cars in Europe by 2035 and aims for the region's electric cars to account for 70% of total sales by 2030. Ceasing sales of ICE vehicles in the US and China will occur, quote, somewhat later, according to VW board member Klaus Zellmer. And by 2050, at the latest, the entire fleet should be carbon neutral. South America and Africa will take a good deal longer due to the fact that the political and infrastructure framework conditions are still missing, said Zellmer. Volkswagen isn't the only car maker getting serious about emissions targets. Ford already said it will only sell EVs in Europe by 2030. Volvo is retiring the ICE automobile and hybrids by 2030, and Honda announced plans to phase out gas-powered cars by 2040. Meanwhile, Stellantis is no longer planning to invest in the development of new internal combustion engines, while General Motors will stop building polluting vehicles by 2035. Some seem not as prepared, like VW's German rivals Daimler and BMW. Go deeper. Countries and cities are also revving up their green goals when it comes to EVs. The UK plans to end the sale of ICE vehicles by 2030 and plug-in hybrids by 2035. France has set a 2040 phase-out date, while Norway is the most ambitious nation with a 2025 deadline. Over in the US, California has banned the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035, and a dozen other states are looking at similar legislation. Today's markets. In Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is down about 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is flat. Stock markets in China are flat. The Sensex in India is down about 0.3%. In Europe at midday, London is down about 0.5%. The CAC in Paris is off about 0.4%. The DAX in Frankfurt down about 0.1%. In the US, Dow futures are up down about 0.1%. S&P futures up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures up about 0.3%. Gold is about 0.2% lower, same as silver. Crude oil is roughly flat, around $74 per barrel. Cryptos, Bitcoin is up 5.5% to around 34,480. The 10-year Treasury yield is down 2 basis points to around 1.52%. Today's economic calendar, Fed's Williams speech at 9 o'clock, at 10:30, Dallas Fed manufacturing survey, at 11 o'clock, Fed's Harker speech outlook, at 1:10 p.m., Fed's Quarles speech. What else is happening? Experts are already taking J&J COVID booster shots. Pfizer, Moderna vaccines now include heart warning heart condition warnings, order books are closing on DD Global's mega IPO, Alpha Tactics Bitcoin Death Cross, not a time to worry. NVIDIA gets chipmaker support for planned $40 billion ARM purchase. Commercial real estate in Sunbelt fared best post-pandemic. Zillow CEO says stock price appreciation doesn't reflect reality. U.S. May spending income decline amid rising inflation. Tesla recalls 285,000 cars in China for online software fix. What the quants want. Here are the top 10 stocks. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.